Phone Boys Peaks, episode 747, Home Video Game Beginnings.
Ralph Baer, who was the gentleman who created the Magnavox Odyssey video game system back in the early 1970s, and passed away last month, and it got me thinking about my first video game systems, and I wasn't born in 1972, I think, when the Magnavox Odyssey came out, but certainly I was impacted by his creation. And well, there's been a couple of generations of people that have been impacted by that. I think the quintessential game system that a lot of people from my generation had was the Atari 2600, and I had one of those, and I know a lot of people that did. I also had an Intellivision, which is from that same era. The Atari 2600 had a very simple joystick. You could also have paddle controllers, and they had a keyboard controller for a few games, but you'd have to change them out, and they had all kinds of games, and the games by today's standards are very small, blocky kind of things, but that's what the hardware could do. And the Intellivision took it a step forward. They had a disc controller so that you could move in 16 directions rather than the 8 directions on a joystick, but it was also attached to a numeric keypad that had overlays you could put over the keypad and do certain things in the game, depending on what the game was. And some games had uses for those buttons and some did not. But some of my favorite games are from those. And then, of course, it involved in there, to the NES and God knows, and the Sega Genesis and God knows what else. I'm sure I could start naming consoles. I had variations of those consoles for into the 90s, I suppose. And then I got tired of doing those games. Now, of course, the games are much more, they're much more elaborate. And the kid, now they have downloadable content and servers and stuff. I think it's a shame, right? Because those older games, they were much simpler and they could easily be preserved. I mean, now they have these flashback consoles you can buy for the Atari, and the Intellivision is another one that they've recently put out a flashback console where it's a console that looks very much like the original. Now they've been able to make them a whole lot smaller because the components, of course, are so much smaller. But these consoles include a bunch of games from the old days, and so because you didn't need the games were much simpler and also by today's standards don't take much memory, so you can actually put a bunch in there. And the only reason they may not put certain games in there is because they have to have rights to the names or whatever. There was a couple of games on the Intellivision that used the Advanced Dungeons and Dragons name, and I don't remember if they put them on the console or not, but if they did, they used its alternate name, which was not the one with Advanced Dungeons and Dragons on it, and so they've had to rename a couple of the games because of that. But the point being is that those gaming systems of my generation are far easier to preserve because they're much simpler. I don't know if we'll be able to do that with today's games. I mean, I think it's a fair question because of all the downloadable content and stuff like that. Will kids in 20 years be able to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare the same way that the kids can play it today? I don't know. It's something I'll track, I guess. But we'll see how that happens. But video games have definitely changed. We can all tip our hat to the passing of Ralph Baer, who made it possible for this entire industry to happen, and it's impacted at least a couple of generations of kids now, and it will impact many more. I mean, those gaming systems, of course, now maybe kind of passe with mobile phones that can do quite a lot of things, but still the fact that we had home video games at all, we can thank Ralph Baer for coming up with the concept, and yes the video for the Magnavox Odyssey is you can see how quaint the system is by today's standards, but it's still worth a look. I'll put a link in the show notes and you can go see it for yourself.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.